You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What is up, y'all, and happy weekend. It's the Best Bits podcast. I'm Morgan, and this is part one where I bring on another show member and we talk about life and a lot of fun things going on. And this weekend, we've got my guy, Eddie. What's up?
Yeah, what's up, Morgan?
I'm glad this worked out. Eddie is a very busy guy right now.
It's gotten pretty busy as of late.
And you're even wearing your golf gear. You're ready to go.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I had already scheduled time to play golf, and then you're like, hey, we need to do a podcast this week. I'm like, oh, right. There is a tiny little window we can do this. So we're here.
See Eddie golfing on his Instagram, just know he sacrificed a little bit of time to come do this podcast.
But I'm happy to be here. It's going to be great.
Well, we're just going to dive in so you can get to your, what do you call it? Tea time?
Yeah, tea time. That's tea it. Time. You
All
got
right.
it.
Well, we'll get going. Coming in hot at number 7, we got an update on Lunchbox's scratch off lottery ticket. Let's just say it wasn't great news for Lunchbox, but it was good news for somebody else on the show, and we'll leave that at that. But we're going to kick off with some food worlds, okay? I'm going to give you two. Let me know if you'd try these.
Okay.
You ready? Hardy turned their made-from-scratch biscuits. Have you ever had a Hardee's biscuit?
Gosh, I think the last time I had Hardee's was like when I was a kid, like 5 years old.
Okay, I don't see a lot of them around.
Yeah.
At least they're not as convenient, maybe. But they have a new beer from their biscuits.
Okay.
And it's happening in Nashville. There's a Southern Grist Brewing Company that created a strawberry biscuit ale.
Yes.
Would you try that?
Yes, yes, and yes. Yeah, just because it's a beer. Like, I feel like beer, if it says chocolate on it, everyone's like, ugh, a chocolate beer. But you taste it and it's like, it's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's like a Hershey's one that I tried a while back. I'm like, I bought like a 6-pack. I tried it and I'm like, this is really good. I bought another 6-pack. My wife's like, you really like that Hershey's beer. And then my boys, they open the refrigerator and like, ooh, Hershey's drink. I'm like, no. That's daddy's Hershey's drink.
It wasn't too rich or too chocolatey?
No, it still tastes like a beer, but it just has that aftertaste of like chocolate bar.
Is it one of those where you can only have one? And then
honestly, you can't drink a lot of that. Because yes. It's like, even like when you drink like a sweet drink, like even like the seltzers or whatever, after like two or three, you're just like, all right, I'm a little sugared out.
Yeah, or like having a margarita, you're like, I can't have three frozen margaritas.
Exactly.
Fair. I do think we should try this. It's infused with 200 pounds of their biscuits.
Dang.
And it results in a cream ale giving hints of strawberry jam and buttermilk.
Dang.
Right?
Have you had strawberry beer?
I have. I'm a huge fan. Whenever I go to brewing companies, huge fan of just ciders in general, but I'm also a big fan of sour beers.
Yeah.
Love a sour beer.
You remember that bar we went to in Austin where it's during iHeart Country?
Okay.
And it had like 2,000 beers?
Yes.
Didn't you get one of those? I think you got one of those like strawberry ciders or something.
Yes, I went and tried. I love the whole concept of multiple taps and you can try a bunch of different things.
This place had a wall of like 1,000 beers.
I did. I had a cider and I think I had one of their sour ones, but there's only certain places that can do a sour beer justice. Do you like those?
I mean, I'll drink it. It's not my go-to.
That's not your thing.
Mm-mm.
What is your go-to?
Like a dark lager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like Brooklyn Lager. I love that. I love Sam Adams, like a dark, you know.
Where's the Sam Adams brewery and distillery place at?
Well, it's weird because my brother just moved to Pennsylvania, and I always thought Sam Adams was a Boston beer because it is like Sam Adams, Boston, blah, blah, blah. But he says that the brewery is right down the street from his house.
What?
So I don't know if that's just the Pennsylvania brewery or like that region.
Yeah.
But I always thought that it was from Boston. So I'm assuming that Sam Adams is from Boston. I've never seen it.
Maybe Sam Adams is from Boston, but the, you know what? I'm just going to look it up. We got Google for a reason.
Yeah.
Sam Adams, what? What would that be, a brewery?
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, yeah, I think
it is. Is it Boston?
It is Boston. Well, no. Sam Adams Brew House. It says it's in Brennansville, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. That's where my brother lives.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's like, dude, you need to come up just to see this brewery. I'm like, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it's a brewery with gift shop offering tours that include tasting the malts and sampling finished beers.
I think what happens a lot of times, too, is that like it starts somewhere, and then when it gets bigger, someone buys it, and then they move it to a different place, but it always has that Boston theme.
Yeah.
Because even I think Bostonians are still like, yeah, Sam Adams, that's our beer. Like, that's ours.
I mean, it is the Northeast, too. Yeah. And kind of, I think Pennsylvania is included in that Northeast.
Yeah,
but I'm not
going to
say that because they get very particular.
They do.
About which ones are the Northeast. So, okay, we're going to try this beer, and it's in Nashville, so we need to
Yes, let's do it.
There's another one. Papa John's ditched their crust. Interesting for a pizza place, right? They now have pizza bowls.
Yeah, let's see. Like, what's in it? Like, so just cheese and pepperoni and
basically
stuff?
They are just combinations of their most popular pizza toppings baked together and served in a bowl.
I've seen
instead
it.
Of with crust.
Yes, I saw the commercial. I thought about it, and my favorite thing about pizza is the crust.
Right?
So I don't know. Like, that's almost like Ray always comes in with like pepperoni and cheese.
Yeah, he does. He loves eating pepperoni by the bag.
Yes, by the bag. And now he gets like, you know, mozzarella cheese sticks and then wraps the pepperoni around it.
He kind of like makes like a fake sandwich.
Yeah, so this kind of like the bowl, I'm assuming. It's kind of like that's what it's like, except it's all melted. But I don't know. Like my wife is really big. I hate it. It's like my biggest pet peeve. We order a pizza and we all get slices and she doesn't eat bread. So she just takes slices and rips the toppings off of it, eats it, and leaves the bread there, like the crust.
What?
And I
Eddie,
hate it.
Eddie, I've never heard of this before.
I hate it. I'm like, just get rid of it. Like, I'd rather you just take the two slices, eat the stuff, and throw the crust away instead of leaving the crust in the box. Like, it makes me so mad, and I don't know why.
You are, you know, like, basically a pizza connoisseur, too.
I love pizza. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How early on did you figure that out when dating her?
Well, it's funny. I'll tell you a funny story first. Like, we dated... Started dating in like 99, 2000, and then around like, I think we got married in 2005. So 2006, yeah, somewhere around there. And so like, I would say about the 2004 mark or five, maybe, we were ordering pizza and it was pepperoni mushroom. I've always gotten pepperoni mushroom my entire life.
Your go-to.
Yes. And usually she would order the pizza and I said, I'll order it this time. And I get on the phone and I said, hey, you know what? Like, what topping do you want? Like, if you got your own pizza? She's like, actually, anything but pepperoni mushroom. I was like, wait, you don't like pepperoni mushroom? She's like, I hate pepperoni mushroom. I'm like, we've been ordering this for like 4 years. She's like, yeah, you never asked me what kind of topping I like. So she likes black olives and like, you know, she kind of likes that veggie mix.
She would be the perfect person
totally,
for this pizza bowl.
Totally. Yeah. No bread, everything else. This would be her thing, not mine.
Wild. Also wild that for 4 years she ate a pizza she did not like.
I know.
She must have really liked you. Obviously, you're now married.
Obviously.
But she must have really liked you.
Yeah. And she loves telling that story now, too. She's like, yeah, it's so funny. Eddie never thought of me for 4 years.
You probably don't like that
I'm
story.
Like, I didn't even think about it. I mean, I just thought like, hey, pepperoni mushroom, she was eating it. Like, of course she likes
it. In all fairness, if she was eating it, there is that part of it that she was eating it for 4 years.
What is your favorite pizza topping?
I mean, it's really just cheese. I do not like putting veggies. I'm weird about this. I don't like putting veggies on my staple foods, and I don't like putting fruit in my dessert.
Interesting.
I'm very weird about that.
So you don't like pie? Like a strawberry pie?
I can eat an apple pie because that feels for whatever reason, doesn't feel fruity to
me. It's its own thing, too.
Yeah, but like...
You're right. It's not that fruity.
Yes. But if you give me a pancake and you put blueberries and strawberries on it, I'm like, get that off my pancake.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm weird about certain ones. I'm trying to be better because it adds more flavoring to it. I have learned. But I'm so weird about that. And I would never... Like, I love black olives. Never would put it on a pizza. I just get regular good old cheese pizza with some... Either some stuffed crust or like a really crispy thin crust.
You're like a kid.
Yes.
That's what the kids eat.
I am a child.
Yeah. Like That's when we true. Order for like kids, it's like, all right, pepperoni and cheese. Like who wants cheese? Who wants pepperoni?
Okay, but you, as a pizza connoisseur, you can't ever go wrong with a cheese pizza.
Yeah, you can. Cause it's, there's nothing to me. A cheese pizza tastes like nothing.
What?
It's almost like, it's missing. It's missing something.
Eddie.
Yeah.
I'm so sad. I'll even get a cheese pizza and put more Parmesan on it. That's how much I like
more
the cheese pizza.
More cheese.
Yes. And then I'll get marinara sauce to dip my crust in.
Yeah, me too. I like that.
Okay. Ranch.
Do you do ranch? Okay. I was going to say ranch. Ranch is the, like, people hate on it, but dipping your crust in ranch is the way to go.
Yes. But back when I was eating at like CC's and Pizza Hut back in the day, you know, they didn't have ranch.
You talking about the buffet?
Yeah. Freaking buffet.
Hell yeah, man.
A dessert pizza. Love that. Love a dessert pizza.
Yes.
Do you like those?
Yeah, I love that. The cinnamon ones?
Yeah. And then they do the icing chocolate. In the circle. Yeah,
absolutely. any pizza, I'll take it. Although, I don't know about the Hawaiian.
Oh, that's an interesting take. That is about
50-50.
I
love pineapple, but like you, I don't really want it on my pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't want blueberries on your pancakes, I don't want pineapple on my pizza.
Isn't that weird how it's like, but do you like pineapple normally?
Absolutely.
See?
I love pineapple.
Yeah. But do you like ham on your pizza? Because that's also a weird one.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't ask for it, but like sometimes Lunchbox orders, you know, like Meat Lovers or whatever.
Yeah.
And it has ham in it. And I like it. Mm. It's fine, but I don't ever crave it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, my go-to is pepperoni mushroom, and all my jobs that I've ever had, they're like, oh, we're ordering pizza. What does everyone want? And I say pepperoni mushroom. I was like, oh, it's so gross. But I guarantee you when they get it, that's the first pizza that's out.
Maybe because it has pepperoni.
No. They'll do regular pepperoni.
Oh, okay.
But the pepperoni mushroom is something that I think it's like a guilty pleasure for people where they're like, oh, I don't like mushrooms. But then they try it on a pizza and like, this is good.
See, but that's me. I hate mushrooms, Eddie. If there's
really?
If there are mushrooms in a dish, I'm like, get that out of here.
Really?
Yeah. Even as a vegetarian, isn't that weird? Because mushroom is used a lot.
Yeah.
And I hate it. I see portobello and I'm like, get away.
So you don't do the portobello mushrooms?
No. Nothing. No yep. mushrooms.
Wow.
Something about the taste of them feels gross
and
chewy
unique.
To me.
It's different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get that.
But, hey, if you found it, then maybe people out there who are a little nervous, they'll try a pepperoni mushroom
pizza. That's where it's at. Pepperoni mushroom.
All right. Well, we're just going to believe you.
All right.
You know, and we talk about all this pizza. I can't even really eat it much anymore because I had to go all gluten-free. And I wanted to shout out a listener because she saw me posting about it. And she sent me so many different baking sets from chocolate chip cookie to brownies that are 100% like gluten free. I tried them, Eddie, and I was like, oh gosh, this is not gonna be good. I'm not excited about this.
Yeah, because they always taste a little different.
Yes, but they were so good.
Really?
I was so addicted. I did the chocolate chip cookie and I was like, you know what? This is just my life. I gotta prepare for this now. And I ate it. And at first I was like, oh, this is different. But then I kept biting and I just kept eating them.
That's
I was obsessed.
Awesome.
So good.
Isn't it cool when like you have to eat something because of whatever reason and you're just like, I'm just gonna have to get used to whatever this is, but it actually tastes good. And I don't know if it actually tastes good or if it's us telling ourselves that like, this is going to be the best that it's going to be because I have to eat it. You know what I mean?
That's true. Well, I also did. I had my guy try him and he was like, you know what? These are really good.
Okay, then
it's
good.
And he eats anything. And like, he also likes a lot of sweets and he doesn't have any dietary restrictions.
Yeah.
So him saying it was good, I was like, you know what? It's a good cookie.
Do you do like, since you're gluten-free now, do you do gluten-free pizza?
I haven't tried it. I'm also not, I have to get like a big craving for pizza.
Oh, really?
For whatever reason, lately. Because I think what happened is I've ordered from Pizza Hut a few times and it hasn't been as good as I remembered. I was like,
that's
a bummer.
It's changed a little bit.
Okay, I thought it was just
It really
me.
Has. I know, I don't know what it is, but it's definitely not the way it was when we were kids.
Right? I was like, this tastes different. So I got like, I used to have these, because I would crave the dinner box. You'd get a pizza,
oh, yeah.
You get breadsticks, and
oh,
you get
yeah.
like pasta, or you get wings. And I freaking loved it. And I got it like two times in a row. I was like, this does not taste the same. And so my cravings for pizza went away.
Is it the crust? The crust is different?
I don't know. I mean, it can't be the like the cheese and stuff, right? Because yeah, the sauce is the same.
Right. I think the crust is the only thing that would be unique. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, yeah. The crust was definitely what made Pizza Hut better than everything else.
Yeah. Something changed.
It's a little different. It's like soggier or something, or maybe not so crusty. I don't know what it is, honestly.
But it had this like super cool flavors to it. And maybe those flavors aren't, because it was like you had Parmesan and like some garlic.
Oh,
maybe
you would add the stuff on the crust.
No, but think about it, those breadsticks. Think about their breadsticks. Uh-huh. And then you had their crust, which tasted a little bit similar.
Yeah.
But now it doesn't. The breadsticks still taste the same, but the pizza dough doesn't.
Maybe there's nothing extra on the crust anymore.
Yeah, like none of the seasoning is there anymore.
Maybe. Mm. No, I don't know what, I'm with you. I don't know what it is, but something definitely has changed.
So that's what, then I like stopped having pizza cravings and I was like, it doesn't taste the same.
And here's the deal, and not a knock on Pizza Hut, but like it's significantly more expensive than Papa John's, mm-hmm. than Domino's, than all these other ones. And like, for me, that was worth it.
Yeah, but now it has such a good taste.
I agree. But now that it's not like that, I'm kind of like, is it worth it? Sometimes my wife just doesn't order. She's like, I just can't get myself to pay that much money for pizza anymore. Like,
that's fair. Isn't it like $20 a pizza, basically?
Oh, yeah. For us, it ends up being like $50. Mm-hmm. Like, because we get two pizzas and breadsticks.
You gotta feed a lot of boys in the family.
Yes, a lot of hungry boys. And we do pizza night every Friday.
So that's still a thing. Pizza night is still going strong?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The other day we had Friday off. And I was like, hey, since it's Thursday, like, can we move it up? Like, you know, I don't have to work tomorrow. So it's kind of like my Friday. And so I got my way and we turned Pizza Friday into Thursday. Pizza Thursday.
Ooh.
Yeah. But that's not going to.
But
like,
then did you also have Pizza Friday?
No. We can't have it 2 days in a row.
Well, there's an excuse there. You had Pizza Thursday. Now you got Pizza Friday.
I know.
Oh, yeah. So, but I just wanted to shout out that listener. It's called Grain Free Baker.
That's awesome.
She decided to do this because she couldn't find any baking mixes that were safe for her to eat and that tasted good. And she created them. So if you're gluten free, she even has like paleo, different versions.
Yeah, that's cool.
So Grain Free Baker, shout out to that listener.
There's also Siete. Have you heard of that?
Yes. I like their tortilla chips.
Yes. And that like hits close to home for me because I'm Hispanic. And the way we grew up was a lot of those fatty, you know, I mean, I didn't know what gluten was when I was a kid, so I had no idea. But yeah, I'm with you now. Like, gluten definitely messes with me.
Well, doesn't it inflame your
autoimmune?
Yes.
Yeah.
The thing that you've kind of dealt with in the last few years.
Yes. And so when I found out about like eating tortillas that were like gluten free and grain free and all this stuff, and I was like, there's no way this is going to taste good because, yeah, that's what we loved about it. Those homemade tortillas and like.
The grease, the salt, all the things that add to it to
everything,
make it that.
Everything. And then when the chips came out, I'm like, this is actually pretty good. Like, I can do this. And I don't have to hurt my body doing it because I'm stubborn. I'm like, I'm allergic to gluten, whatever. And like, give it to me anyway.
Well, and a flour tortilla.
That's the best.
There's nothing better than a flour tortilla.
It's the best.
And so I need to explore more with Siete's tortillas.
Yeah.
I've had all their tortilla chips.
Do their raw ones and then you cook it. It's like, it's just, you put it on a skillet and you like, you know, you put it on one, you flip the side like every like minute.
Okay.
It's just like 2 minutes of tortilla, whatever. You put it on the skillet and then you turn it a minute later and then it's ready to go. It cooks. It cooks. And those are like authentic.
And
really, really good.
They're delicious.
And they're really good.
Good to know.
Yeah, try
those. That's another brand. Do you have any shout outs? Have you gotten anything from a listener? You're like, this is really cool.
Man, you know what listeners like give me? And I just love it. Like they give me cowboy gear. I have gotten Cowboys ice chest, like cooler. I've gotten Cowboys like cards. Like people are like, my son like got a pack of cards and these Cowboys are in it. Like, here, do you want these? And like, I love that. Like Cowboys hats. Funny story, like people send me Cowboys hats all the time and I love wearing them. And I have so many that I change them out. And there's a guy, when I come into work, he sells papers in the corner of the street. And he's
I know who you're talking about.
Yes, mm-hmm. His name's Josh. And we're good friends. We've known each other for like 5 years. He's a Cowboys fan. And we talk about the Cowboys every single day. During the season, it's like, hey, what do you think about this week? Like, what are you going to do? Are we going to win this one? What about the injury? Like, are we worried about the injury? And so he sees all the hats. He's like, dude, where do you get all these hats? He's like, people give them to me. He's like, what? He's like, you have to give me some of those. So I've given like him a couple. And I saw him this morning and he goes, dude, when are you giving my hat for the season? And I'm like, okay, now I started a thing where I have to give him a different hat. So like,
well, some of those hats were like retro ones too, right?
Oh,
if I remember correctly.
Oh, there's retro hats. There are like the hats that the coaches wear that week. Like just so many cool things, like shirts, Cowboys. I'm a huge Cowboys fan. So like whenever they give me Cowboys gear, it's really, really cool.
Let me ask you this. If your family is like searching for a gift for you, can they never go wrong with getting you Cowboys
stuff?
Never.
Never.
You'll never get tired of it.
I have Cowboys golf bag. I have Cowboys shirts. I have Cowboys jerseys. I have Cowboys hats. I have Cowboys football. Like everything.
Anything Cowboys.
Cups. Game day cups. Like they have the Dallas Cowboys star. Like I have everything. Like and those are gifts that they've given me throughout the years.
Yeah, how you're not sponsored by Dallas Cowboys now is a little bit shocking to
me.
They
probably don't need me.
I don't think they need you, but it'd be a cool partnership.
I think it's kind of like, hey, we're good. We have lots of money.
That's true.
People love us already.
You love the cowboy stuff. I love all the food stuff.
Yes.
It's very accurate for our lives, Eddie.
That's us. That's who we are.
We did have Kane Brown come into the studio this week. Speaking of football, he talked about some of his teams, which I loved hearing that he was a K-State fan. So crazy, because I did not know that there was a connection for him to K-State. That was really cool.
So interesting, too, that like how we become fans of sports teams that we have no connection.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had no connection to K-State, but at that time they were really good and no one was really following them. He's like, I'm going to be a little different. Like, that's cool. Yeah. I love that.
I know that part was maybe my favorite part of an interview this year.
Uh-huh.
Mostly just, you know, hometown love, or college hometown love, I should say. Let me specify. But he was talking about in the interview about his cereal that he got to put together, Cane Crunch. If there's a food you could sell for yourself, kind of like a Cane Crunch situation, what would it be?
Well, I've thought about this because I eventually would like to have Producer Eddie's tacos. Like, mm-hmm. I'm proud myself with like making good tacos. Like Lunchbox comes over and I'll make him tacos and he's just like, dude, these are the best tacos I've ever had. I remember Bobby had a Memorial Day party at his house and Ryan Hurd was there and he was like, who made these tacos? These are so good. I'm like, dude, you like them? Let's go into business. And he was like, I'm dead serious. I will invest in these tacos.
I don't think there's ever too many taco businesses. I feel like you could do this.
I've just bounced around the idea of like, you know, Mexican food's tough. Because there is the difference between cheap and quick Mexican food, mm-hmm. where it's like, all right, it's good. It's good enough. Like Taco Bell. Like it's not very authentic, but it's affordable.
It's always there when you need it.
And it's reliable, right? It's good. And then you have like the authentic Mexican, mm-hmm. or even like South American food, Latin American food. And it's so authentic that like, Americans are like, I don't like that. Like, that's not Mexican food it's too weird, but it's so authentic.
Mm-hmm.
If you went down to Mexico, that's what they eat. But here in America, we're just like, well, that's not what we want. Like we
like the Tex-Mex version.
Okay. Now there's Tex-Mex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's my school. But I'm just like, Tex-Mex is not healthy.
We didn't have to be healthy in this aspect, Eddie.
I just feel like the way restaurants are going now, especially in like bigger cities, like health is so important that people kind of look at like, all right, like I want something good, but I also don't want it to kill me. So
yes.
I don't know. I've always been kind of struggling with it. Like I want to do tacos. The tacos I know how to do are not healthy.
What makes them not healthy though? Because it's meat and veggies.
It's meat, veggies, but it's fatty, and you have a flour tortilla, and like you can do corn tortillas, but it's very greasy. Like for me, a taco has to be greasy. Like you have to have a greasy street taco.
So it's the grease that makes it unhealthy. I was going to say, because the ingredients
are... It's an artery blocker for sure.
Like a burger, basically.
Yeah, like a burger. Like, you know, it's like exactly like a cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
You want it to be like good, juicy, greasy burger. But at the same time, it's like people are like, no, I kind of need to... I want to live longer, so I kind of want a healthy burger.
But that's why restaurants have both.
Right.
They offer both. You could do both.
Yes. So I've been kind of thinking about how I can do this. Mm. What kind of tacos would I have? Would I have a vegan taco? Would I have the regular beef taco? Would I have like those weird different flavor tacos where it's like, almost like a Nashville hot chicken taco? You know what I mean? Like those kind of
Eddie's OG taco.
the OG taco, and that's the one that's bad for you. That's the killer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the killer.
But it's the one that's the best.
Yeah. So I don't know. So I've always wanted to do that. I have also too recently been bouncing around the idea of Producer Eddie's sweet potato chips.
Yes, I remember.
Because I've recently discovered that you can deep fry sweet potatoes, mm-hmm. and they're easy and they're good. That's the healthier option, right?
Yes.
You have your regular potato chips, and then you have the sweet potato chips. So I don't know. I've just kind of been going back and forth. I'm like, I struggle with good, delicious food that's not healthy, but I feel like because even me as a person, I'm trying to be a little more healthier in my life. Aren't we all?
But that's what it's telling you, that there's a place in this world for that. You just have to come up with it. People want that.
Yeah.
And you want to do it with tacos. You could even sell tacos with sweet potato chips.
Dang. See, that's what I'm talking about.
That could be a thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
And everything that's cool and unique is what is selling and doing cool things right now.
Yeah.
So tacos with sweet potato chips is
dang,
cool and unique.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Right? I could totally see you in this next season of your life. I just walk into a farmer's market and there's Eddie just smile on his face selling tacos and sweet potato chips.
That's hilarious. With a margarita.
With a margarita, yes. Or a coffee in your hand. I'm not sure which.
Yeah.
One of the two.
That's awesome.
But I can picture that for
What's
sure.
What's yours?
I think it would be grilled cheese. Grilled cheese has always
Morgan's
been my staple.
Grilled cheese.
And there is not, like, I want to go to a grilled cheese. We have some places like this where there's grilled cheese bars and they do different things. But I want to make a grilled cheese place that has so many different variations of a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Not just cheese on all of them. It's like ones with Nutella and you create it with a grilled cheese and mix different flavors together. So basically a grilled cheese bar would be epic for me.
I drove by one over in East Nashville. Have you seen it?
Yeah. So there's a place called Grilled Cheesery in town. That's awesome.
I think that's it, maybe.
Yeah. It's in a few places in town. At first, they were just a food truck, and then they became a brick and mortar, and
yeah.
I've loved them ever since.
Do they do those different variations of grilled
cheese?
They
do different versions of, like, the cheese grilled cheese.
Oh.
And they have cool milkshakes that go with it, and they got different tomato soup. So it's, like, the coolest concept.
Yeah.
I love it. I would just add on some like dessert grilled cheeses and maybe some flights of grilled cheese, do
yeah,
some different additions.
That's cool.
Right?
Yes.
Grilled cheese has always been my staple. And if somewhere has a solid grilled cheese, I never forget that place. It's really easy to do a grilled cheese, but it's really hard to make a great grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Like Texas toast, the OG, you put American singles on it. That's like the OG grilled cheese.
Do you remember your first grilled cheese? Like,
I mean, my dad made it, and that was what it was.
Yeah.
It was Texas toast and American singles,
yeah.
the little slice.
The one you unwrap.
Not supposed to eat.
Yeah, who knows what that is? Is that even cheese?
And I would eat it with mac and cheese, so
wow.
I was just a lot of cheese and carbs.
How are you not lactose intolerant? That's crazy.
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen to me,
but it didn't.
It turns out it was gluten because I was eating a lot of carbs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
I would say grilled cheese would be the go-to for me. And we got Eddie's tacos and sweet potato chips. We could sell right next to each other and have great lives, Eddie.
We should have two taco trucks right next to each other.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be great. And then live music right in between.
Yep. That, you know what? Hey, we're going to Shark Tank.
Let's
go. We got
go.
The idea happening.
Come on.
We also talked about in the Kane Brown interview, he talked about partying with Post Malone.
Yeah.
Crazy fun story.
Yeah.
But I know that, and I have one, and I know that you've got one in there that's a crazy kind of fun celebrity interaction story.
Man, I've hung out with a lot of celebrities. Like, it's weird. It's not like a bragging thing. It's just that my jobs have been in I've had situations where I've been able to hang out with celebrities. But I can't think of, like, a real cool moment of, like, I think, like, actors are the ones that I don't really get to hang out with much.
Mm, yeah.
So I'm trying to think of, like, I've had scenarios where, like, I've met Johnny Depp and that was surreal. I didn't really hang out with him, but it was a red carpet and he was standing right in front of me. And, like, that to me is a moment I'll never forget because Johnny Depp is, like, so freaking famous.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
very famous.
So famous that when he was standing right in front of me, like, I wanted to touch his face and be like, dude, this is crazy.
Like, are you real?
Like, you're a real person and you wear those dark glasses and your hair is long and you're right in front of me. That's mm-hmm. crazy. So that's cool. I got to meet David Schwimmer.
Oh, yeah.
From Friends.
I was going to say, I know that name. And then you said Friends.
Ross.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Ross.
And so Ross. Mm-hmm. So I've got to like meet him and like have weird conversations, you know, like with him. It was like a press junket.
What was the weird conversation?
Well, he was just kind of talking about just Austin, because we were in Austin, Texas. And he was talking about Austin, how he's been there before. And he was just telling stories of like, you know, just different places that he's been to or whatever there.
Yeah.
And so, but you're not really listening.
Because you're just kind of watching
just like,
him in awe.
This is crazy. This is Ross. Like, I think that's the thing with all these celebrities. Like, you're just in awe with like, oh my gosh. Like, that's, they're really here. And you're just nodding your head like, yeah, totally, dude. I've been there. That's awesome. That's really cool.
Trying to think of your next question, but you don't actually have one.
Exactly. Oh, I have a crazy one. There was one where, you know, Pharrell.
Yes.
Pharrell Williams.
Blurred Lines.
Yeah, yes, Blurred Lines. And
he has a lot more.
Because I'm happy.
Happy, happy. Yeah, the Happy Feet song.
So this is crazy. He was in a hotel room and we were supposed to meet, not him, but a band that he was promoting.
Okay, yeah, because he's a big producer.
He's a big producer and he had worked with some band or whatever. And we had gotten there to interview this band and he was in the hotel room. And it was a big hotel suite. That had like a dining room table and like the whole bedroom.
Also like bougie.
And we were in the living area with couches and all that stuff, TV and all that stuff. And he was sitting in there eating. And we're like, hey, we're just waiting for this man. He's like, that's cool. We're just going to eat. And we just sat there and he was just eating, talking to his friends. And then he finishes eating and he comes up to me and my buddy Josh. We're there together to do the interview. And he looks at us and he goes, so what the are you guys doing here? And he was like dead serious. Like
it wasn't a joke.
Scary serious. And when we go, oh, we're here to interview so-and-so. He's like, well, why don't you want to interview me? And we're like, we could interview you too. You know? And he's like, no, I get how it is. You're too cool for me. You don't want to interview me. And dude, because we were young. We were probably 26, 27, mm-hmm. And Pharrell is yelling at us, and we're literally backed up against the wall. Like, Mr. Williams, like, we will interview you. Like, we like you. We're big fans. He's like, shut up. He's like, shut up when I'm talking to you. And he has this weird, like, smirk on his face while he's doing it.
So it's like, you can tell he might be joking.
Halfway through, like, the first half, we're like, he's going to kill us. And like then we can see his friends laughing and he was kind of had a smirk on his face and he's like, shut up. Like, shut up. You do not want to interview me. And I'm sick of it. He's like, I'm more famous than the stupid band you want to interview. And then he just starts laughing. He's like, I'm just messing with you guys. And we're like, oh my gosh. We were so scared. We were like, dang, Pharrell Williams wants to kill us and we don't know why.
That's a tricky situation too, because you could have asked and you probably wanted to ask. But it wasn't the right thing to do, given you were there for that band.
Yeah, so we were trying to be professional.
Yes, had you asked, it could have gone the same exact way, but actually for real.
Yeah, totally. But he's not that kind of person, mm-hmm. And we realized after that. And we had brought him a gift bag, and he's like, shut up, you brought me a gift bag? And we're like, yeah, we got you a gift bag, you know, because... You know, you...
What was in the gift bag so for Pharrell?
So that's the... So he, like, opens up. He's like, let's see what's in this. Like, what kind of shit's in here? And he curses, like, a lot. And so he pulls out a bottle of, like, whiskey. He's like, that's legit. What's that? He's like, thank you for that. And then it was South by Southwest, so it was, like, a festival.
Yeah.
So, and there was, like, a hangover kit and, like, toothbrushes for people that, like... It was mostly for people that, like...
You mean for people that are normal?
Not Pharrell Williams.
Not, like, super rich?
Yeah. And so he's like... Toothbrush? He's like, what the do I want to do with a toothbrush? I have my own tooth. And he throws it away. Like, so he kind of went through and just tore it up and made fun of the whole thing.
Oh, but
and
he probably really appreciated it at the same time.
At the end, he was just like, I'm just messing with you guys. Like, I love it. He's like, it was good meeting y'all, whatever. And then he left.
Did you guys get a picture with him?
No,
by chance?
No.
Were you too afraid to ask at that point?
Yeah. Like, I had no idea what was going on. Like, it was very strange.
That's
very,
funny.
Very strange.
That's a really solid one.
Yeah, that was
especially
cool.
Just being in the room with him as he's existing as literally just living his life, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awkward when we walk in. He's like, I'm going to eat dinner. And he's just eating dinner. And we're just sitting there watching him eat dinner, like listening to their conversation. We're like, this is so awkward. We don't know what to do.
That's funny. Well, and again, had you talked, had you like involved yourself in the situation, it probably could have gone another way too.
I agree. Yeah.
Dang.
What about you?
I mean, I don't have a Pharrell Williams story, which that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I forgot about that one.
Oh, man. I do have the Tom Hanks story. That was a really fun
one. Oh, my gosh. That's the best.
It is one of the best ones, but it wasn't like a super big interaction, right? I just kind of briefly met him.
Yeah.
Got to take a picture, say that I loved him, and blacked out and ran away, basically. So that was a cool, I will never forget that interaction. I'll also never forget seeing Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman walking around in Nashville with their kids and hanging out. Those were like cool things to experience.
How long did you stare at them?
Not long, because I was like, I at this point, I'd worked for the show like 3 years.
But
and I was
still,
like,
but still, Nicole Kidman, I've never met her.
Well, funny though, I think I've told this on the show, but so my parents were with me. My mom is a massive Keith Urban fan, like top of her list. And so her seeing him, she's freaking out. I was like, I'm sorry, you can't go up to him. They're with their kids. I know that this is this is really hard.
Because she would.
Not, yeah, well, she wants to say hi to Keith. Not like even to get a picture. She would just be like, oh my God, I love you. And I'm like, not the time because he's with his kids. If it was just them two, I'd say you're fine. But
it's funny you're telling your mom this.
Yes. And she was like, okay. And she respected it. She's like, I get it. And she just kind of took in the moment of everything happening that we were walking in Nashville and they were shopping too. But my dad had both of our dogs and he was sitting outside with them when we went into a store. We were just shopping and their kids wanted to play with Remy. And you could tell they kind of like didn't want to, knowing that somebody would probably realize who they are and all of that. But it was so sweet. My dad was like, I believe it was one of their daughters. She really badly wanted to go and she kept looking at Remy and she'd kind of like inch her way over.
So she was stopping herself, like the parent. Nicole and Keith weren't saying don't go over there.
No, but
she was just kind of like, she knows the rules.
Yeah. And like they were kind of pushing him along. Like Nicole and Keith were like, okay, let's keep shopping kind of thing. Uh-huh. Wasn't like saying no, but wasn't saying yes. And so it was just funny. My dad was like, it was so like such a genuine interaction of just a kid wanting to pet a dog. But it's also Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Which was kind of just crazy situation in general. So those two were fun. And I'll remember
those. But if Keith would have seen you, he would have recognized you, right?
I don't know if he would have. You know, when they come into the show, they're not really like paying attention to a lot of things.
And there's
going
a lot
on.
Going on.
Yeah. So like not in a bad way, just like I'm not sitting there having a conversation with him.
Right.
So he's not like, oh, that's who that is from there. I think maybe at this point he may have some idea, but.
What's Nicole Kidman like?
Oh, I mean, she's just like majestic. It's like seeing a unicorn in the wild.
Yeah.
Is really what she is. She's so pretty and she literally looks like she's always walking on a runway. That's the best way I can describe Nicole
Kidman. That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
And she's just going along shopping, being a mom. And that's what she looks like.
Is she much taller than Keith?
Pretty tall. Yeah. But
Keith's not a big dude, tall dude.
But he had on some of his platform shoes that he usually wears, you know?
Yes, yes.
He had those on. But no, the big celebrity interaction story that I really love was when I was working in Wichita, Old Dominion came and played a free concert and I was doing all the video and photos and everything. And I was hanging out backstage with them. And they're like, hey, come hang out on the bus with us for a little bit. So I sat on their bus and drank with Old Dominion for like an hour and a half. And it was awesome.
Yeah, that's
we just
really
talked
cool.
about everything. I got to know all the guys of their different life stories and what's going on with them. And this was, gosh, 7 years ago now.
Wow.
So their lives have changed drastically since then.
Oh, gosh, yes.
That was definitely my kind of favorite celebrity interaction because I was also on a freaking tour bus in Wichita, Kansas, just drinking with Old Dominion. Pretty cool.
And they're friends too, right? Like they kind of know you.
Yes.
Especially when a band like that meets someone so early in their career.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've just been seeing you throughout their career.
Yes. Yeah. I would definitely say like if I see them out, we would recognize each other at that point. Yeah. But that was a
that's
fun
really
one.
Cool.
Partying with Old Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
That would be mine.
Partying with a band is always awesome.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Speaking of interacting with some celebrities, coming out at number 5, Bobby talked this week about guest co-hosting the Today Show, and he met several people, got to interview them, and some cool stories. You can see some of the photos up at bobbybones.com. But, you know, watching a TV show, Eddie, have you been watching anything recently that you want to recommend?
I just finished Murders in the Building. Yeah, Only Murders in the Building. I always forget, like, am I saying that right? Because it's such a weird title. I just finished the second season of that.
Okay. Well, and Lunchbox said he hated it. So did you like it?
He's so dumb. It's a great show. Like, I love Steve Martin and Martin Short, and the fact that they're still doing it, they're still being funny. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. It's funny because they used to be funny as the young dudes, and now they're funny as the old men. And and they bring in Selena Gomez, who is like the young girl who's just like rolls her eyes at everything they do, and it's great. Like, it's just good, clean comedy, and the storyline's awesome. I love it.
Funny you say that, because I don't have Hulu. Do you think it's worth buying Hulu for?
Well, I don't know how to answer that, because I have Hulu, like the whole Hulu.
Oh, you have like the premier package?
I got rid of my cable, so all I have is Hulu, so that is my go-to. And what's cool about Hulu, like whole package, and this isn't commercial, I don't care about Hulu, I can give two craps about Hulu, but what's cool about it is that if you have other subscriptions, it automatically just connects to Hulu. So you literally don't have to go on Hulu and it accesses all that other stuff. So like if you have Paramount Plus and a show that you watch on Paramount Plus, it pops up on Hulu.
So you have the Hulu like live streaming, so you
yes.
can watch shows live.
I can watch
live.
Sports, I can watch shows live, TV, like all that stuff.
Okay, well, if I'm only going to get it for this TV show, would you feel like it's worth it for this TV
what
show?
What else is on Hulu? I started watching Mike Tyson.
Okay.
It's what do you call it? It's a biopic? Is that what it is?
There's biopics, documentaries.
It's not a documentary because it's an actor playing him.
Oh, so yeah, maybe
it's like
biopic.
A biopic,
is it
I
a
guess.
Movie?
It's a show.
Oh, so a biopic TV show?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know if that's a thing.
we just made it a thing.
It's fine.
But it's about Mike Tyson's life. And like, apparently it's really good because, you know, you just kind of see how Mike Tyson grew up and he was bullied, which is kind of like the whole fire of like why he was just so dangerous, because he learned to protect himself at a young age. And his broken home, messed up home. He talks about how he got into boxing. He found boxing in prison, and like his backstory, which is really, really, really cool. Because you know, only know Mike Tyson as that crazy dude that
has a tattoo
on his face, owns a tiger, and can knock you out in one punch.
Does he still own a tiger?
I don't know if he still has the tiger. but you know, it's like it's really, really good, and that's on Hulu too. So okay. I don't know.
So you got some solid ones on Hulu.
Yeah. Oh. What else is on Hulu that I saw? The bear. Is it the cooking show?
Oh, the cooking show. I think it's on Hulu. The Bear. Hulu. Is it called The Bear?
The Bear.
Yeah, it's called The Bear.
The Bear. Yes.
That's on Hulu.
And that's another good show. So you know what, Morgan? I just convinced myself. Yes. Get Hulu.
You convince yourself to convince me.
There's a lot of good stuff on Hulu.
Oh,
yes.
Dang. You know what I really love, Eddie? When you go on a plane, we're just on vacation, you can watch free movies, especially thanks to Delta.
Lots of free movies.
So many. And you know what you loved that I decided to watch because of your review?
Come on.
Jurassic World Dominion.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
Isn't it so good?
I thought it was great.
Yeah, it's cheesy.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what you expect from Jurassic World.
Oh, yeah. At this point, you know what's happening. They're not real dinosaurs.
They're not real dinosaurs running around the city.
No, but it was a cool concept. It's always hard when you're on like the third movie to find something that works that's not repetitive. And I enjoyed it. I liked how they all came together and it flowed really easy to bring the characters together. Instead of like, oh, this is random. They're just bringing them back to bring them back. It felt like it made sense.
Sure.
And so I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too.
I even like cried a little bit when I was worried about Blue.
I agree with you. You start worrying about the freaking dinosaur. You're like, they're not even real.
Listen, I don't like when dogs die in movies. Now I don't like when dinosaurs die in movies. And they're not even real.
How cool is it that, who's the guy? What's his name from Parks and Rec?
Oh, are you talking about Goldberg?
No. The young dude.
Oh, Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt. How cool is it when like his character... like can make the dinosaurs settle down.
Right. It's such a cool moment.
Like, how cool is that? Like, it probably will never happen. That's not real. Like, no human's going to be able to make a dinosaur chill.
But think about being that character that can just dominate, like basically change the mind of a dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
It's really what he's doing.
He's like, the dinosaur trusts him.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
This is so cool.
A dinosaur that can rip you apart in like one bite.
Right. In like 50 years, there's going to be dinosaurs and that's going to happen. And we're like, this isn't cool anymore.
Uh-huh. I hate this movie. But hey, and that, how creepy is that sound too? Like when you hear him in like the woods.
Oh my gosh. I know. When I was sitting on this plane, I'm like jumping around and then these poor people sitting next to me, I'm like, okay, I swear it's just a movie.
That's awesome. You saw that movie. Yeah. That is really good.
I watched it because you reviewed and you enjoyed it. I did also watch Partner Track on Netflix. If you've watched Suits before, great TV show.
Never seen Suits.
You've never seen Suits? Mm-mm. It's the Meghan Markle show.
Mm-mm.
Well, it's not the Meghan Markle show.
She's in it.
Was one of the lead actresses in it. But Partner Track is really good on Netflix if you're looking for like a kind of new rom-com Suits type show.
I like that.
Right one. I did. Your boys, do they like Sonic the Hedgehog?
They love Sonic.
Did they watch the second one?
Yeah, we watched it.
Okay, so I also, on my plane ride back, I watched Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Do you like it?
It was good. I really just love Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And
he's a good villain.
Yes, he's such a good villain. And he like had moments where he reminded me of The Mask, his Mask mm-hmm. character.
Yes, he does almost the same thing as mm-hmm. The Mask.
He had his mustache and he was kind of acting in that same realm. And so I enjoyed it for that aspect because it's kind of a cheesy show. It's a kid's show.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But I also just love the hedgehog, the mix of animation mm-hmm. and real characters. So, but yeah, Jim Carrey definitely makes that movie.
I can't always help but think when I see like that kind of, what's it called when it's like a real actor with an animation?
I don't know what that like.
Whatever that is, I always think of like, how hard is it? Like that's got to be. Like 10 steps harder as an actor to talk to no one.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, don't worry. Sonic will be right there looking at you. And Sonic's reacting this way. And Sonic's going to be laughing at that. And
yeah, like, it's actually like a person in a green outfit that they're talking to.
Right. It's got to be so weird, right?
It has to be. So yeah, that's another one. And I also watch trash TV sometimes, and that's Selling the OC. It's the spinoff from Selling Sunset on Netflix.
I used to watch Selling Sunset.
Listen, I just love seeing all the houses.
Because
I'll never
legit.
Own a house like that in my life, probably. And so like a $14 million house is really cool to see in real life.
Does it make you feel like you could sell a house?
Kind of.
Right.
But also my mom's a real estate agent. So being around that, I grew up, she'd always take me to listings and I'd turn on all the lights and that was my job. So like I was around that enough.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's also kind of why it's like a little bit nostalgic for me. This
Interesting.
Is like the new version. But yeah, I really enjoy those. Don't know why.
Yeah. No, they're entertaining. They really are. I've seen some of them.
Eddie, they are trash TV. That's what they are.
It is trash TV,
It does nothing for my brain, okay?
You're right.
But, you know, there it is. Also this week, we learned, coming in at number 4, Amy's daughter's fish died. Which, R.I.P. little guy.
R.I.P. little guy. The beta fish.
So sad. And the bet is now over. So somebody won the bet. But that's not the fish died, okay? R.I.P. That's what I was trying to say.
I'm like, guys, can't we just focus on the fish for a little bit?
Yes. I have a question for you about
killing animals?
No. Eddie, God, never.
I've never killed a fish.
Never.
Okay, maybe a couple.
I did lose a frog when I was younger.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He was a tadpole once, and then when he became a frog, he jumped away.
Back it up. So you had a tadpole?
Yeah, I got a tadpole.
And you watched it turn into a frog?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Right. That was one of the pets that I had. But when it became a frog, the frog was no longer in the little case
Where
thing
did
that
it go?
I don't know.
It jumped out?
Yeah, and I don't think he survived.
Well, you don't know that.
I don't.
Hey, that frog could be chilling in Wichita somewhere in a river.
You know, I don't have a good feeling about that. Okay. But I, maybe. But
let's think that he is.
Yeah, we'll think that
or
he
she.
Is. Mm-hmm. So we did have a
tadpole. That's so amazing. Did you buy the tadpole or did you collect it somewhere?
No, we bought it. They had them at like a fish store.
I want to do that so
right?
bad.
Yeah, one of my older sisters loved frogs, so this was the thing.
No, I hate frogs, but I think seeing like the whole
tadpole
what's it called? Whatever that is.
Metamorphosis?
Sure.
Is that the right word?
Like that, and I want to see a caterpillar turn into a butterfly.
Oh, yeah. We did that, too.
You did at your house?
Yeah. So I don't even know if they still do that, but you could buy monarch caterpillars online. And so you would help them nourish an environment for them. It's like this whole kind of thing they send you. And these caterpillars like do their little metamorphosis and they go in their thing and then they cocoon one day
and
they come out and it's a monarch butterfly. The black and orange butterflies.
Ones, the pretty ones.
Yep. You can do all that at home. At least we used to. That's what we
did. Yeah. But see, here's what happens. Like my kids, they forget. And then it ends up being a dad's like, whole.
But you would like
the butterfly.
Both of these.
I
you
get
would
it, like but, I'm, but I got stuff going on, Morgan.
It's true. Hey, it's like a science project. It's like education and exciting.
I know.
One.
That's what made me think about it. Like, it's really cool. Like I used to love like growing crystals. You know what I'm talking
about? I was growing butterflies and you were
crystals. Like it would like it would be a rope or something and you just put it in water and then like in 2 weeks it was like a whole crystal forest.
Oh, that's pretty cool though.
Yeah, I love stuff like that.
So you need to do something like this with your boys. You did it.
Telling you what I'm doing right now is I don't know if it's called like creating bulbs for plants or whatever, but I'm cutting plants, some of the stems that are like getting too long for houseplants. And putting them in water, and they're going to grow roots eventually. What I've heard is that they
You're
grow
like,
roots.
What I think is going to happen.
They say this happens, and then I can plant them, and they can make another plant. And so that's kind of like what I'm doing, and I'm responsible for that.
That's your thing.
That's
right now.
My thing. I don't have time for a freaking butterfly, a dang frog. Like I don't have time for that crap.
Hey, I mean, but are the kids getting involved with this bulb thing that you're on, or is this just you?
No, this is my thing. Mm. They can give two craps about
it. You want it to be your thing, too, it sounds like.
Yes, I do. Like, I want to eventually just fill my whole house with plants.
You just want to have a plant garden?
Well, I already have, like, 20 plants in the house that
I
water.
You have to water them every day?
No, once a week.
You keep them all alive?
Uh-huh. I fertilize them once a month.
Listen, keeping a plant inside the house alive is a hard task.
There is one, Morgan, I have that's, like, about 3 feet high. And it says that if I keep putting it in a bigger pot every like year, it can grow up to about 10 feet high.
Dang.
And so that's my goal.
You want it to be 10 feet
I want to hit the ceiling. And then once it hits the ceiling, I'm going to move it to another spot or something. And like maybe in front by the front door or something. I don't know.
How does your wife feel about this?
She loves it because I mean, she likes
I'm
the
just
plants.
Making, I was going to say, I'm making sure she also likes the planetarium you're creating.
She likes the greenery around the house.
Good.
I also have a coffee plant.
A coffee? That's
supposed to grow beans.
I was going to say, this is a stupid question, but there's plants that grow beans.
Yes.
I didn't know if they came out of the ground. I didn't know how beans typically happened.
No judgment. That's a valid question. I had to do research as well.
Okay. And so there are bean plants.
There are bean plants, coffee bean plants, and the beans come out red. You have to actually roast them. That's why they roast.
So you have to then roast them before you can actually turn them into coffee.
Then you grind them and you brew them. Yeah.
Wow. When you roast them, do you get to decide what the flavors are?
Yeah. You can put cinnamon in there. You can infuse it with whatever. Like...
I'm really curious to see how this goes.
I got you.
I don't even drink coffee.
Would you like to buy a coffee plant?
I wouldn't, but.
Because I can rip you off a stem, put it in water.
And then you sell. This is the new way you make a couple of $5 everywhere.
Yeah, you'll see. We'll see. Maybe we'll see.
I don't even drink coffee, but I love this. And I'm here for this adventure for
you.
Yeah.
Hey, you can do this with spices and whatever, like rosemary, parsley.
You're right.
Do it, Morgan. It's so much fun. I know it sounds old.
It's not old. I love plants.
Okay.
You're taking care of the environment.
I feel old. When I'm watering the dumb plant, like, noon, I feel old, but.
You're not old. Taking care of plants and stuff is a cool hobby to have, and you're helping
the
environment.
Nice. I feel like you're being nice, but
thank
you.
No, I love my yard. Eddie, I love my yard.
Yeah, I know, and your yard looks legit.
Sometimes my backyard's looking a little rough.
How often are you fertilizing that yard?
I'm about to do it this weekend.
So, like, every 3 months?
Yeah. I really love my yard. I hate the work that I have to do to make it look good.
Do you have a service or do you do it all?
I used to have a service and then they peed me off.
They did?
Yes.
You fought with them?
It was not good. They did not do a good job. Morgan had to micromanage, and that's not what that's supposed to do.
Question for you. So when a company like that pees you off.
Pees you off. We made up a new version.
When a company like that pees you off, do you feel like, because you're a web girl, Morgan, do you ever feel like blasting them on Instagram? Because my wife tells me all the time, put them on Instagram. I'm like, no, that's not how it works. Like, I'm not going to be that person all the time.
Yeah.
Now, no. if it's a big one, I will. Like, if it's one where, like, this something needs to happen. But for the most part, do you ever think about, like, going to social media for that?
It's more like I threaten it in my head, and I'm like, oh, I could so go on social media and roast them. But I don't. At the end of the day, it's not going to help anyone. And
it could, though. If, like, they peed you off, how are they not going to pee the neighbor off?
But the reality is the whole company is not going to be fixed by me yelling at them. They're just going to fix my problem. You know what I mean? And so, like, unless it's, like, I get why people do it with airlines and stuff, because you can actually, like, get a flight. That can change the course of your day. Whereas, like, me getting mad at a lawn company, like, it's not going to change a freaking lawn company. All they're going to do is be like, okay, here's your money back. Yeah. Great. Cool. That's awesome. But it didn't change the company, and now you're still a crappy company.
I agree with you. And you still peed me off.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So yeah, I stopped doing that. So now I have to do it all by myself. And it's a lot of work.
But it is a lot of work.
All my plants in the backyard are going strong. My magnolia tree is like 10 feet tall now.
You have a magnolia tree?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it bloom yet?
Yes, she's had a few. I call her Maggie. She has...
Your tree's named Maddie?
Maggie. Yeah, you know,
Maggie the magnolia tree.
Yeah. I planted her when I first moved in like 3 years ago, and she was shorter than me, and now she's 10 feet tall.
Wow. So, isn't that so cool?
Yeah. I was like, my dad one day was like, is she growing? I said, no, she really doesn't look like it. But then I walk out there, I'm like, oh yeah, she's growing. It's like she's
kids.
Big.
It's like kids. No, not really. And then you're like, yeah. Like, she's huge.
See it one day. Yeah. So that's our yard. Hey, I like our yard conversation.
Yeah, me too.
See, you're
I like
not
that.
Old. I'm talking about my yard.
Good. Maybe you are old too. Okay. Maybe we're both old.
That would be rude. It's rude. John Party was on the show this week too. He is coming in at number 3. He talked about his touring routines and things he does when he's on the road. Eddie,
yeah,
you tour.
Yeah.
You're a raging idiot. Uh-huh. What is tour life? What does a day in touring life look like for you?
I'm going to be completely honest, guys. Look, touring, I remember when I wanted to like be in a band and go tour and everything. And it's fun. For the first year, touring is awesome because you go to these places that you've never been. Like, I've gotten to see the entire United States, and I would have never been able to do that, right? So that was the first year. After the first year, you start getting to in the routine of things, and you start realizing that, like, I'm starting to get a little tired because you have to go from, like, in our case, we were doing the radio show on Fridays, and then right after the radio show, we would get on an airplane, and we would fly to the next city. And we'd get there like at 5 p.m. and we'd have to go straight to a meet and greet. And then we would run to do a sound check. And then we would go back to the hotel, get our clothes and get ready, be back, start the show, play the show. And before you knew it, it was 10:30 and you're like, oh man, and you're wired. You're wired from the show. And so you're not going to go to bed. So you either like go out maybe with some of the band members or whatever. Let's go to a bar or something, or let's just pick up some beer and hang out in the hotel. And we talk till 3 in the morning, and then you wake up at 10 in the morning, and you get on the next plane to go to the next city, and you do it all over again. And that's really what it is. There are some times when you have like a day off, that's when you can kind of explore. Mm-hmm. Like we did that in Washington State. We got to go like explore for a day, go look at, you know, the mountains or whatever. And like, but that's pretty rare. For the most part, it's boom, 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 show, sleep, get up, go next place. And like, that's really how it is. So as glamorous as it's always been in my mind, I realized after that first year is like, it's work because you have to just keep moving.
I would imagine too, touring with Bobby, and we know how he is about time and being late.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really get to live the rock star lifestyle of don't care about the time.
Uh-huh.
I would imagine.
And that goes to the first year again, where like, I was like, screw this. Like we're on the road. Like we're living rock star life. Like, I don't care if we have a 6 a.m. flight, I'm staying up. Like I'm going to play the show. We're going to be done at 11. I'm going to go out and we're going to hang out all night. And we're going to just go to the airport at 5 and fly out at 6. And I'll sleep on the plane. Yeah, that got old real quick.
That lasted maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah, there's like no way I can do this. But yeah, Bobby's very strict. Bobby doesn't drink. Bobby, like, he's on the mission, and he's got his, like, he knows what he's going to do. And for me, it was like, I'm just on this awesome ride. Like, I've always wanted to be on the road. I've always wanted to be in a band. I've always wanted to live this life. And then after like a year, I was like, this is crazy. Like, this is work.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to want to do this for more than 1 year, like,
you're going to have to reel back a little
bit.
I'm
going to have to go to sleep. Like, I'm going to have to go to sleep.
Especially when you guys added two more boys to the family. Because I think when you guys first started, you just had your two boys.
Yes.
So now you have four.
And my wife was very sweet about, you know, like, all right, I know you have to do this. Like, so go do it. But Sunday when you get back, that's our day. And so that's another reason why I had to like simmer down a little bit, because I would go. And then come back Sunday and I'm like, I have to go to bed. Like, I'm so tired. And she's like, nope, you're not. You're staying up. And you're going to hang out with us. And we would go to a movie. We'd go to the park. We'd go to a trampoline place. And I would be dead to the world. Like, I'm going to die. And I was like, all right, this is going to have to change too. So like, yeah, after that year, I'm telling you, I learned a lot.
You kind of have to go through it to experience it. And you wanted to live that rock star life. And you did.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Do you have any specific warm-ups you do?
For like singing and
just
stuff?
Just anything. No. Any type of warm. Do you stretch? Drink some coffee?
We do stretch. We do stretch because, especially when we were doing the full band thing, now that Bobby and I just play two-man stuff, we don't stretch. But when we did the band thing, like, there was so much energy in the band show that we had to stretch. And I started stretching because I was jumping around a lot and, like, you know, running all over the place. And then Bobby was like, you really have to stretch. And I'm like, dude, yes, because I'm like sore if I don't. And he's like, yeah, good point. So we started stretching together.
It became a team stretch effort.
Yes. And then Ahmad, who's in the band too, you know, he's a trainer as well. So he would stretch us and like, he would tell us what to do.
It was
like
a whole situation.
It was a whole thing. And I'm like, that's pretty cool. Like, cause I was never sore after that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So stretching, as far as singing, no, like I don't really, I'm not really, we're not singers. So it's like, we're not.
I would argue that you've got some singing talent in there.
Well, thank you. But we're not doing Carrie Underwood runs for like 2 hours straight.
Fair.
So, I mean, I used to drink before. I'd be like, all right, give me that whiskey. Like again, that year. And then after that year, I'm like, no, I'll just drink afterwards. And so I don't do the shot of whiskey or whatever before the shows either.
You do have alcohol on your rider, don't you?
I have a 6-pack of craft beer.
Okay.
Local craft beer.
You want to try the local beer?
Fair. And that was just it. That was like, you know, like I just want to know what, and whoever's in charge of like buying it, you choose. Like you go out and be like, oh, we're in Madison, Wisconsin. Like the whatever, Moo beer or whatever. It's like some cow beer or something. This is the big one. He'll like this. And they'd pick that. And
see,
like,
that's cool though. You're going to be trying different things. It wasn't just a consistent, Miller I need Lite. This specific beer.
Right. I think now that I'm older too, I like a bottle of wine. So I get a bottle of wine. So like
red or white?
Red. Yes. Wine. But I don't open it till the end of the show. And what pisses me off sometimes is that sometimes we invite people backstage and they're hanging out before the show and somebody finds it and they open it and they think it's like part of the backstage thing. And next thing you know, I play the show and I get back and my wine's gone. I'm pissed. Who drank my wine?
So if you're listening to this and you go on the road with Eddie, do not drink his wine.
Don't open my bottle of wine.
At least until he gets back.
Right. We'll drink it together.
Hey, you know, it's fair. You got fair points.
Yeah.
In here.
Thank you, Morgan.
Well, I'm glad you could share with us a life, a year life on the road.
What do you think? Like, would you like it?
I mean, it sounds interesting. I'm not sure it's the life made for me. I'm really glad singing didn't work out for me.
Hey, we met while we were on the road.
You and I did, yeah.
You were,
Eddie and I met long before the show or anything happened. And
you were doing video stuff for Wichita.
Yep. And we went and ate at a local sandwich shop.
Mm-hmm.
And we just talked. And that's when Eddie and I started to become friends. We'd message on Twitter and be like, how are
you? Yep. And then you just, you applied for a job here at the radio station. You got it.
Yep.
And that's, I don't think you ever told me that you were applying, right?
No, I just kind of showed up. And
I think
like,
you just showed up like, wait a second. What are you doing here?
Yep. That, you know, that weekend that I came and applied for the Nashville job when I was interviewing for it, I came and sat at a local bar and I had a grilled cheese and a beer. And I sat at the bar and I was just like, could I live here? And that's what I did. I was at Tin Roof on Demumbrian, bar.
Did you think you could live here?
I was like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's a lot different than growing up in Wichita, Kansas. That was just the thing. It was like, it was very different. I'm in a huge city. which is so just comparable to Wichita, Kansas, is really hard to be like, well, yeah, obviously I'd want to live here. This is awesome. Mm-hmm. But it was moving away from my family that was really hard. That I was like, okay, can I actually do this and be away? First year, I was like, I don't think I can do this forever. Now here I am like 6 years later. So
it's the first time you've moved state.
Yeah, out of state away. Because college, I was only about 3 hours away. Right. And that's a lot different. But we also got, we got to talk about vacation. We are talking a little bit about your touring
life. I want to hear about your vacation. I didn't do crap.
Well, at number two this week, Raymundo and his wife won big in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So awesome. You'll hear that in a little bit. But what did you do for your vacation?
Nothing. So I often joke about this to Bobby, because like as soon as he has kids, he will change the vacation schedule because he doesn't have any kids right now. And so he makes the vacation schedule one in the summer and one like after the kids are back in school. I'm like, that'll change as soon as you have a kid. And so I'm waiting for that because now, I mean, the second vacation, I'm like, what am I going to do? The kids are in school. Like, I can't go anywhere. And I thought about going to visit my brother in Pennsylvania, but we're having some work done at the house. And like, I didn't really want to leave my wife alone to deal with that. So I stayed around. I played golf every day. I would fish. I went kayaking. And just kind of did that. And like,
oh, but that sounds like a good staycation.
It was great. It was great. And I realized that I would love to be unemployed. Like I would love to be retired, like and unemployed.
you said unemployed. No, I don't mean
like unemployed now. I mean, some people will argue and say that like, no, they have to like work and be busy. I'm like, I love doing nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, I truly love waking up and being like, oh, what are you going to do today? I don't know. I might go play golf. No, you know what? It's raining. I'm just going to watch a show. I don't know. Let me water the plants.
Well, I hate to say this, but I think you got about 20 years until y'all are empty nesters.
Yeah, exactly.
And about the same for your retirement. So.
Exactly. We're a long way from that.
You may feel old sometimes, Eddie, but you got a long ways to go until you're actually old.
I know. But that's what my wife says too. She's like, hey, we'll have plenty of time when the kids are out. I'm like, we're not going to be able to walk.
Like, I want to do this stuff while I'm young.
I know. We're going to be pushing each other on wheelchairs. Like, come on.
The irony of life.
That's crazy.
You get old enough when you can finally have time to do things and you can't actually do them.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know. That's why I'm trying to do more like as I'm, you know, younger and able.
Yes. And golf is your perfect day. If you can go golfing, it sounds like you had the perfect week of full of golfing.
I love it. And now I golf and fish because I put my fishing rod in my golf bag. And like, if it's slow, like say I'm waiting on golfers to go and there's a pond, I'll just fish in the pond.
Is that allowed?
Probably not.
I'm pretty sure they don't stock those ponds for people to fish in them.
It's probably not allowed, but I do it anyway.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, thank
you. I'm going to need a reel of that one.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You like a switch up?
Hey, Lunchbox and I were golfing the other day and I was like, oh, we're backed up. Let me just try it. And I hooked a monster. It was so big. I can see it. The water was clear. And I saw him bite the worm. And I said, Lunchbox, get your camera. And he's like, I'm coming. And he saw the rod bending. He's like, oh, crap. Like, you're not joking. I'm like, I'm not joking. And then the damn fish went into like this weeded area and like the line popped. And I'm like, No, like that would have been the best video ever.
Right, like on a golf course and you just catch this massive monster.
I saw it in the water and this thing was huge.
What was it?
It was a bass.
Okay.
Because I have these fake worms and they're just like fake rubber worms. And it was my first cast. I'm like, oh, let me just try it. And as soon as it went in, I saw the fish go right to it and attack it. And he took it. And I was like, I got one. And no, it's not my rod.
That poor fish thinks he's living the best life on a golf course, but like he's probably not being fed a lot. So then when that comes in, he's like, oh, food.
That's what Lunchbox said. He's like, dude, of course they would attack your worm. No one's ever fished here, like ever.
Oh my God. So no fish that time, but I'm waiting for the day you catch a fish on the golf course.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Or you get arrested for doing it. I'm not sure which is gonna
I don't
go
know
first.
I get arrested. I just kicked off. Like, all right, you're done. Get out of here.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates.
Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
You have to tell me about your trip.
Oh, gosh. Eddie, I have never seen anything like I saw up in Washington and Oregon. So we went up to the first day we flew into Seattle, and we went and saw the Space Needle, and we did Pike's Market, which has amazing food.
Did they throw the fish?
Yeah, we saw that. We saw a lot of yelling more than anything.
Yeah, they do yell, right?
But we ate at this place. I have three, and I'll name them at the end of this, but there's three places that we ate at that I am like obsessed with, and I still dream about the food. And this one came close to it, but Piroshki in Pike's Market, they're like this bakery, and they make these crazy things. Eddie, it was like the most delicious pastry I've ever had in my life.
Pastry place.
Yeah, so good. In the Pike's Market area, and we bought a bouquet of flowers and enjoyed all that. So we did the gum wall. We saw the things in Seattle need to see. But then that next day, we woke up at 5:30 in the morning, and we actually went and grabbed Carla Marie and Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Those are our other radio friends that live up in Seattle.
Them.
And they're amazing. She gave me so many recommendations to get through this
trip. They've been there for what, 3 years?
I think 4 or 5.
Wow,
I think
it's longer. Been that long. That's crazy.
I say that. I don't know. We talked about a lot of different year time spans when we were hanging out, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But they have been up there a while, but they hadn't been to this national park yet. And so we drove 3.5 hours north of Seattle. We got there about 9:30, and we went to, it was called the North Cascades National Park. Had no idea. I just found this trail on All Trails, and I was like, this looks amazing. It looks worth it to go see. And as we're driving in there, the sign says, "Welcome to the American Alps." It's literally known from National Geographic as the American Alps. And we start driving through, and I'm like, oh my God, I get it. These mountains are massive. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Really?
And I've been to Colorado, and I've been to places.
You've seen the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah. And this was just something so picturesque, like something you'd have on your screensaver, mm-hmm. basically. And we're driving through, and I'm like this
so
is
high, you're looking up at them?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And they feel massive when you're driving in the, because you have to drive at least an hour to get to the path.
Yeah.
So that was part of that hour in getting in there. And when we got to there, I was like, oh my God, these are massive. I didn't even think they were that massive until I got on the trail. I mean, we had like a 2,500 incline as far as our altitude. So we were going up to a peak.
Were you having a hard time breathing?
I didn't. So, I mean, thankfully, all my working out like paid off. Yeah. Like I was great.
All your cardio.
Yes. I was great. We took some breaks, though, to like see the scenery, and we'd eat lunch and hang out. But everywhere we turned, it was like another picturesque location. And trail.
And you took advantage of that. You had some awesome pictures.
Oh my God. And the pictures don't even do it justice.
I know.
I'm like, these look amazing, but being here, you feel incredibly small. You say that about a lot of things when you travel.
Yeah.
But this park in particular, I felt like a tiny bug compared to the mountains and the lakes. And the lakes were teal color because of the glacier ice.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just in this different, because you're close to Alaska, you're close to Canada, which has incredible scenery on top of that. So you're seeing a lot of things that you would see in those places. And I wish I could articulate how cool of that experience that hike was. It's my favorite, one of my favorite things I've ever done on vacation.
That's so cool.
But it was 7.5 miles. Like, it was no easy trek to see it, but it was worth it.
So,
every step of the
way. You woke up at 5. What time were you done?
We finished at 4:30 at the park, and we got back into Seattle at like 8 p.m.
Okay.
So it was like, it was a full day. Mm-hmm, long day of it, but it was so worth it.
That's awesome.
And so
did you see wildlife while you're out there?
I saw a marmot apparently, but I still think it was a bear cub.
Is it like a little
they're kind of like bigger groundhogs essentially, but it was black and it stood on its hind legs. And I think it's a bear cub. I have a video of it and I swear, I'm like, this thing is too big to be a marmot. Like, I am 99% sure this thing was a bear cub.
That'd be cool if you would have seen a bear cub.
I have a video of it and I'm just forever going to believe it's a bear cub.
Yeah.
But yeah, we saw a lot of chipmunks. A squirrel tried to eat my hair. When we hiked the Mount Rainier one.
Like, it got that close to you?
It went up on my back. It was literally climbing on my back, eating my hair.
Like, they just don't give a crap.
No,
like,
I think there's enough people that have been feeding them up there, which you're not supposed to do. But yeah, so we tried to eat my hair. But so that next day, we hiked Mount Rainier, which is the volcano there.
So we had this debate, Rainier. So
Rainier.
Like, is that what it is, Rainier?
Yeah, it's Rainier. So whoever was saying that was right.
The Lunchbox.
Yeah.
No, Lunchbox said Rainier.
I think I was the one saying Rainier.
Oh, were you?
The two eyes. That would make sense that I would mispronounce
it. Okay, maybe.
But yeah, it's Mount Rainier and massive volcano. That was another 7-mile hike, but we hiked up to a fire lookout and we got to see the volcano from the fire lookout where people would stand. The
volcano is still active?
I think it is.
So
yes.
It's smoking?
It's not smoking, but it's not, I don't know the terminology. It's not active, but it's not You're going to make me look it up because I'm going to get yelled at if I don't. Mount Rainier.
Well, like, sometimes they're just done.
It's a stratovolcano in Washington State. It's not erupting, but it's an active volcano.
So it's active. Yeah. So that means there's still lava in there. And
it was snow capped. So it had all the snow and stuff on it from this past season, and it's starting to snow again. But I that was also really cool to see because I've never seen like a full blown volcano before.
Yeah. How close do you get to that?
So you can get really close. There's a few different trails in there. The one we did, you're not close. You're like several miles away from it. But you can actually hike Mount Rainier. Hmm. A lot of people, we learned, if you want to hike Mount Everest, they will train at Mount Rainier.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's to hike cool. that. Because it's like 14,000 is the feet of it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not sure the altitude and all of that. But yeah, people do that.
Dang.
So we did that. And then we headed over to Oregon. And I saw Haystack Rock and Cannon Beach from the Goonies.
Yeah, I saw that picture.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That was really cool. Like, that was probably my second favorite thing.
But just think, you would have never known what that was if you hadn't seen the Goonies.
If I'm being honest with you, I did not need to see the Goonies to love that place.
Yeah, but it's still iconic because in the Goonies, that's where they come out. The very end.
But it's massive. You can see it when you're driving. So we also got to drive a little bit of the Pacific Coast Highway, which is insane.
Yeah.
But when you're driving out, you can see the rock. It's that large that you literally see it driving.
Did you say one eye?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man.
I didn't like the Goonies.
Why not? You know, it's one of the greatest movies ever. You're crazy.
But I did.
That's really cool. We saw that.
And we went to Tillamook, the creamery. Speaking of like breweries and stuff, we stopped at like the official Tillamook place.
What is that?
So cheese, ice cream, Tillamook.
Tillamook?
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard of that.
You will now that I've said that name to you, you'll probably see it in the grocery stores today. Yeah, it's in grocery stores. It's very popular.
Okay.
And that was just like cool to see. But then we went on a hike in Portland or near Portland. That had 10 waterfalls. It was 10 miles and we did 10 waterfalls.
You love waterfalls.
Oh, they're so fun to see.
Oh, they're great.
Like, it's
something so simple, right?
Yeah.
It's just water falling off a rock down to a reservoir or whatever. Yes. That's all it is. But it's so relaxing. It's so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a beautiful part of this earth.
And something about it just seems really cool that it's able to exist amongst like all the stuff that we've built and all the city. There's still these cool areas that have these natural waterfalls.
Yes. And I think we have like special people to thank for that. Like there are some people that just dedicate their life to fight for stuff like that. And I'm glad they exist because I would have never, you know, thought of that.
Right. And they build stuff to make you be able to go in on all those trails. So yeah, we did. We saw the 10 waterfalls and that was awesome. But Portland, oh my God, so much good food in Portland. Like they say it's a foodie city for a reason. And every time we would eat, would be like, this is amazing.
Nashville resemblance.
No, Portland's better. I hate to say that because I live here in Nashville, but like Portland, they had just so many options. And we didn't even like barely scratch the surface of what they had. So like these are my top three and they're all desserts, believe it or not. Blue Star Donuts amazing. They have a raspberry pistachio cheesecake donut.
Yummy.
And you know I don't like fruit with my dessert, yeah. But I ate this. Eddie, I still dream about it. Like, I saw a Blue Star Donut thing at the airport, and I was like, oh my God, I can get it before I leave. They didn't have it there, and I nearly cried.
Can you order it?
I don't think you can order this one to go.
Dang.
But also something you can, yeah, I will go back to Portland for sure. The and Seattle, both of them are amazing. But Salt and Straw, the crazy ice cream place that we've heard about online and stuff.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Their chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream is amazing, and that you can ship.
Okay.
I ate it twice in 24 hours. And that's really how good, good it was. Yes. So good. Lived up to the hype. And then there's the Cookie Dough Cafe, which was apparently on Shark Tank. And this is the only brick and mortar store they have in the country.
Oh, wow.
But they do ice cream with cookie dough.
That's really cool.
Oh, my God. It was so good. So good. So those are like the top
three. It's so funny.
Three.
All of your recommendations are all like sweet stuff. Pastries, ice cream.
It's cookie. My thing to try.
No, I get it.
Sweets in a new city.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's donuts because that's the easy one. But like if I can find any sweets in a new city, because they're so different.
Yeah.
Like food kind of crosses borders, right?
Mm-hmm.
But desserts, something about desserts, people find a niche and it's so different. And that's why I just make sure to try a dessert in every new city.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So those are fun. That was the trip. But I would 100% go back.
Were you there for the entire week?
We were there for 6 days.
6 days.
And we'd flown into Seattle and then flew out of Portland.
You kind of have to do that since you're going West Coast. Like, it's mm-hmm. such a long way to get there that you're like, you're going to make it worth it.
Yeah, you got to go see kind of multiple things if you mm-hmm. can make it happen. You can't obviously do that in a long weekend, but if you have a week, it's worth it. So
that's cool.
I would suggest that trip to anyone. That's how much I loved it. And people were
really...
Was
it cold?
It wasn't. A perfect time to go. Apparently, we like hit the perfect week because also when we went to see Mount Rainier at that fire lookout... We saw all six of the mountains in the distance. It was a perfect day.
Wow.
No clouds in the sky, and that's hard to come by in that area.
So August is the perfect time mm-hmm. to go.
It's like right before their winter starts to happen mm-hmm. in the snow, and it's hard to get on trails and things close down. And it's opening up from the kind of crazy weather before that. So it's like this one kind of period of time to go see it all.
Yeah.
Essentially.
But, that's so cool. It sounded like you guys had a great time.
Yes. I'm telling you, because you and I are so alike in that the yeah. adventures we love, you would see this and you would be like, I'm never leaving. It's that kind of experience. You're just like, this is incredible.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So I suggest that people were worried about like safety and stuff. We really didn't go out too much at night. And they definitely do got some homeless situations
in
going
Portland,
there. Both Portland and Seattle.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. But that's kind of any big city at this point.
Sure.
So, but yes, you need to go. You and your wife.
Okay.
I'm telling you, especially Washington. I loved all the hikes. Oregon's known for all their waterfalls and crazy that you need like the time when the rushing waterfalls mm-hmm. are kind of happening. But Washington, the mountains and just.
Yeah, I bet.
You're sitting in the city and you can look out if it's a clear day and you see Mount Rainier.
Man, that's amazing.
And there's mountains in the distance.
Yeah, I love that.
It's just a different lifestyle.
Yeah.
So you would. I wish I could, like, you would be in heaven.
Yeah.
And, like, Portland's really big for coffee, and you love coffee.
I do love coffee.
Mm-hmm. So you just, yeah, that's your next trip.
All right.
I'll plan it for you and your
wife. Yes, please.
We got one more thing to talk about here. Blind Karaoke Boy Band Songs Edition came in at number one, which is super fun.
That's hard.
Everybody always loves the Blind Karaoke.
It's so hard. People don't realize how hard Blind Karaoke is.
It's coming all from the memory bank.
It is. And no. Even when there's nothing in the memory bank, it's just coming out of nothing.
You know what though? I give you credit. You're really good at making up lyrics on the spot.
Well, you know, I do write songs sometimes. So like it helps, but I mean, I don't know what I'm talking about.
True, but it still works. You make it work.
The go-to is you take that title. I think Lunchbox is the king at this, but like, I mean, he obviously can't sing, but he's the king at taking the title and building a fake story around the one, you know, two words. He's so good at it.
Yes. And Blind Karaoke is always a good time. If you want to watch the video of it, it's up bobbybones.com. I want to leave you with this because I found this list of things coming from a digital director. This is what experts recommend parents ask their kids about like social media and apps on phones.
Okay.
And you have one kid with a phone.
Yes.
And they say it's really important to have this open social media dialogue. So I want to know, have you asked him any? I have like five questions. Have you asked him any of these questions?
Okay.
Okay. What accounts does he have? Do you know what accounts all he has on
his Yes.
phone? Okay. This is great.
I've asked him that question.
Okay.
And he's very honest.
Okay. Starting off great here.
Yep.
Have you asked him? They're also fun. It's creating kind of like a positive environment about social media. Have you asked him what his favorite video or photo or meme is, like, in the moment? Like, if he has a favorite one from this week, does he show you that?
I don't ask him, but he voluntarily shows me every day.
Okay. He said that kind of reluctantly, yes. But sounds like a good thing.
Every day he's like, hey, Dad, look at this. Dad, look at this. This is awesome. Look at this.
Okay, so, hey, he's showing you this is good. We got two for two. Do you ask him who the friends he talks to the most on social media?
Well, he doesn't really have a social media account. So I do ask him, like, you know, they have text threads. Mm-hmm. So I ask him, like, that kind of stuff. Like, hey, who are you talking to? So we do that not very often. I would say, like, that happens every 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay, but that's a good checkup. You need.
He has a very tight-knit group of friends, and that's kind of, like, who he sticks with. Sometimes, like, I'll see his phone will be, like, sitting on the counter or whatever, and it pops up, like, this new text thread. I'm like, who's this? And then he says, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so-and-so-and-so-and-so. It's like, oh, okay, cool.
Okay, see?
We just check up on it.
Hey, yep, you got open dialogue.
Okay,
that's
good
thing. We got 3 for 3.
Let's go.
Are his accounts private, if he has any accounts?
No. I mean, he doesn't have any accounts, so, like,
so none.
So there's nothing private.
So he's on no kind of social media where he would be public. Mm-mm,
no, and the only Instagram that he has is this, like, faces and places things, but that's under my account, so he doesn't even have access to that.
Okay. All right. We're doing good. 4 for 4.
Yes, let's go.
We got one more. Do you ask him how he feels when he uses social media, if he ever does get on it, or apps or anything like that?
Do I ask him how he feels? No, I don't think I've ever asked him. We've talked about, like, TikTok. Like, I love TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll ask me about TikTok. And I'll tell him, like, it's so cool, man. Like, there's just, like, so many random videos. They're all stupid. Most of them are fake. But it's so entertaining. And he's just like, oh, that's cool. Like what? And we'll look at it together. But he doesn't have a TikTok account. Honestly, I think he has just his personality. He doesn't really care about wanting to know what other people are doing.
Like, this is good.
Which is really weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if that's a selfish thing or what, but he just doesn't, like, he's not trying to get on Facebook or, like, you know, Snapchat or Instagram or anything like that to see what other people are doing. He just likes information on things that he is interested in.
Makes sense.
So, like, if it's shoes, he loves shoes.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what are people saying about these shoes? That's what he wants to know. The new movie coming out. What do people think about this movie? Like, what are they saying about this movie?
He wants to know about his interests.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care about what you're doing.
That's a really healthy place to be when it comes to the internet and social media, though.
Yeah, I agree. So he's never bombarded me or come to me and said, like, Dad, come on, let me have a TikTok account. Come on, let me get on TikTok. Let me do this. Not his thing.
But it sounds like it's also been a very open situation in your house, so he hasn't had to feel the need to want it.
You know what's kind of cool? And I never thought about this till now. Maybe he doesn't want it because I do it.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
That's a very real possibility.
You know, because, like, if your dad likes something, you're like, I don't.
When you're a teen, yes.
Absolutely.
When you're at that age, yeah. No, you're not doing what your parents are doing.
So maybe he's like, Dad's always on Instagram and TikTok is so stupid. I'm not going to do that.
You're also, like, a very different dad than most dads. Like, my dad is on it to see what I'm doing.
Right.
But, like,
and so
he
is my dad.
Be on it for himself.
Right.
So that is a little different in that you are a dad that uses social media a lot, but I don't think that happens very often.
Yeah.
So maybe that has
that just clicked.
Yeah.
That could be a big part of it.
Well, and I think this question is most important when they're on, like, Instagram and stuff, and making sure basically they're in touch with the reality of situations more than anything.
Yes.
And since he's not on there yet, I don't think that has to be a question. So I still give you 5 for 5.
Yeah, let's go. I like
it. If you got kids and they're on apps and social medias, make sure you have all these questions and you're talking about it.
Those are good questions.
Right?
Because they're not so invasive. It's not so, like, I'm checking up on you.
Yeah.
It's just open conversation.
Yes. And open conversation is great.
It's great.
Especially when it comes to social media.
Yes. And the younger they are, the better. Because, like, get it started quick. Have that open conversation early in their lives. Because if they're teenagers, you wait till they're teenagers, they won't open up.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, have those conversations early in life. And then when they're married, they'll call you every day.
I do. I call my mom every day. I'm not married, but I call my mom every day.
Even when you're married, you're going to be like, you know what my husband did.
Funny. And also, if you just watch TikTok with him, it sounds like that helps.
Yes, exactly.
There we go. Well, that's a good one to end on, Eddie. Thank you so much for hanging out with me.
That was fun. Thank you.
We always talk a long time, and I know we always say we'll be short, and we never are. And
I know.
I love that we don't, because these are great conversations.
Yes, I agree.
I enjoy them. I hope the listeners enjoy them as much as I do.
These are probably longer conversations than we have in real life.
Yeah, probably. Like,
for sure.
Mostly because we come in, we work, and we leave.
And we get out.
Yeah. There's not a lot of time for the full in-depth right. hour and a half long
exactly.
conversation. But tell the people where they can find you and listen to you. Watch all your reels.
Oh, my gosh. You can find me at Producer Eddie on Instagram. My podcast, it's... Sore Losers podcast with Lunchbox and Ray. I'm doing 25 Whistles with Bobby and Kickoff Kevin and Adam Hambrick. So it's a sports show. Those are two sports podcasts that I'm doing. And then, you know, this Sometimes with Morgan.
Yeah.
Just keeping busy. Raging Idiots, come see us December at the Wynn in Las Vegas. Yes, me and Bobby will
tickets
be there.
Tickets went on sale for that yesterday, so yes. Make sure you get them if there's
hopefully
any left.
Hopefully there are tickets left. I hope. We don't know.
There may not be.
There may not be.
If you might as well check.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we'll be there.
Thank you for joining me, y'all. You can also find me at WebGirlMorgan on all the things, and I'm right here on the Best Bits and the Bobby Bones Show. But I love y'all. I hope you have a fabulous weekend. Thanks for hanging out with me.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bones.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.